This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what influenced the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, that's a good question. I think the early downside we saw right off the opening partially was due to the fact that we saw world equity markets, including our U.S. markets, all taking another hit to the downside. But then this cattle market started coming back, might have got fueled from the strength that we saw in boxed beef, as we saw $4.47 on choice, $4.22 on selects, and this pushed the cattle back into positive territory. But no new highs were made today for the week, and we ended up settling on a mixed note today in this cattle complex. On the close, February 25 cents lower on the fats, April down a nickel, the Jan feeders were 55 higher, March feeders up 40, and Feb lean hogs 27 cents lower today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Boost your no-till knowledge at the 20th anniversary No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference and AIM Symposium, January 26th through the 28th in Salina, Kansas. Exchange ideas with industry innovators and get practical insights on cover crops, grazing, pesticides, rotations, markets, and much more. All in a brand new conference format. Save your seat for less than the cost of a bag of seed. Register now at no-till.org. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Crustbuster Speed King, Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers, and Great Plains Manufacturing.
Tom, what led to the gains across the grain sector?
Well, it's interesting because we didn't see that at the start of the day, Leslie. We actually even saw our corn market make new contract lows. We saw the wheat get near their lows. Then we started seeing the markets come back, and I think it was nothing more than technical buying more than anything, led by the soybeans and the soybean meal, which had the best gains today. The corn didn't really get a lot accomplished, but the wheat managed to find a little bit of upside. On the close today, we did see the March KC wheat a penny higher, July KC up a penny and a half, March Chicago wheat up a penny and a half, March corn was up a quarter of a penny, but July corn down a quarter of a penny, January soybeans were 8 cents higher, March beans closed up 7.5, and the March cotton was 68 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, providing us our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.